Even as children wait for Santa Claus tonight, people at the Harvard University campus have a tradition of their own. Students and faculty gather for the story of Santa and the psychedelic mushrooms. This is not a Rankin-Bass animated TV special. It's a scientific lecture, as NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Once upon a time, well, okay, a couple of years back, if you want actual facts, biologist Ann Pringle happened to take me from her lab at Harvard, where she studies mushrooms, over to the Farlow Library and Herbarium.
The herbarium is home to one of the world's best collections of fungi of all sorts.
We climb up the stairs to a majestic room filled with glass display cases, folios, and portraits. We meet curator Don Feaster, who tells us about the library and the collection's 1.5 million specimens of fungi, algae, lichens, mosses, and liverworts, all preserved for academic study.
So it's the place to come to do this stuff.
But then we turn a corner, and there in a glass case is an odd assortment of artifacts. There are Christmas decorations shaped like red mushrooms with white flecks on them, Amanita muscaria by name, and also a Santa Claus dressed in his traditional red robe with white trim.
I'm going to do a lecture on Amanita muscaria and Santa Claus and that whole connection there.
So what's the connection between Santa and Amanita?
It's a long story. I don't know if we can do it.
Feaster gamely recites the Cliff Notes version of a lecture he gives every year at this time. Back in 1967, an amateur scholar named Gordon Wasson published a book arguing that Amanita muscaria, which is a hallucinogenic mushroom, was used in ancient ceremonies by shamans in the Far East. Other scholars then chimed in, noting that in Siberia, both the shamans and the reindeer were known to eat these mushrooms with great psychedelic effect. Think of the Christmas connections.
This idea that reindeer go berserk because they're eating Amanita muscaria. Reindeers flying, are they flying? Are your senses telling you that reindeer are flying because you're hallucinating?
And Feaster says, look at the Christmas decorations here.
We use all over the Western world, at least, these Christmas ornaments have Amanita muscaria or have other mushrooms.
And the color schemes?
So here's a red fungus with white spots, and Santa Claus was dressed in red with white trim.
Add it all up, Ann Pringle says, and what do you get?
People are flying. The mushroom turns into a happy personification named Santa.
She says it with a laugh, but the connection between psychedelic mushrooms and the Santa story has gradually woven itself into popular culture, at least the popular culture of mycology, mushroom science. So every year when Christmas draws near, Don Feaster gathers around the students in his introductory botany class and, no doubt with a mischievous twinkle in his eye, tells the tale of Santa and the psychedelic mushrooms. Now, some say in this magical season that certain stories are simply too wondrous to question. Others have no such compunction. So, deep breath, here's Ronald Hutton, a history professor at the University of Bristol.
If you look at the evidence of Siberian shamanism, which I've done, you find that shamans didn't travel by sleigh, didn't usually deal with reindeer spirits, very rarely took the mushrooms to achieve trances, didn't have red and white clothes.
And they didn't even run around handing out gifts.
The Santa Claus we know and love was invented by a New Yorker. It was the work of Clement Clark Moore in 1822, who suddenly turned a medieval saint into a flying, reindeer-driving spirit of the northern midwinter.
Moore brought that beloved Santa Claus to life in his poem, The Night Before Christmas. Richard Harris, NPR News.